Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets with Dog Days number 27. Always have a plan. Over the last few weeks, I've been pretty busy at work doing things less about engagements with outside customers and more about internal kinds of training and things like that. So we've been developing our new curriculum. Another lady and I, our new curriculum for our new dimensional database, talked about that in one of the dog days and getting my mind all wrapped around, dimensional databases and how to explain them. And along with that, also then kind of related to databases and queries and such, we have some hours of consulting with Microsoft, and at least part of our customer base uses SQL Server as a database engine. And can I take a slight diversion here? SQL, and everybody always pronounces it SQL. Now, I think it was kind of, a little bit nervy for Microsoft to call their database server SQL Server, like this is the SQL Server. But then again, I used to work for Informix, and initially the name for Informix, when Roger Sipple first actually started it, was something like $1,000 on the kitchen table at his girlfriend's apartment. And I think part of the $1,000 came as a loan from her. Anyway, the original name was Relational Database Management Systems. So, a bit generic and a bit all-encompassing there. And eventually it became Informix, which was one of those first of the situations where I heard of one of those names that don't really mean anything but sound like they're real English words as the names of companies. I think I mentioned before, I wished I'd gotten into the business of doing that way back in the 70s, because I'd be substantially more well-to-do, I'm sure, in terms of my personal wealth, if I had. People get paid good money to come up with those kinds of names. Anyway, SQL Server. And so we had a young lady who came in who is a SQL Server kind of expert, and she's going to talk to a lot of our developers. And so I worked with the lady who's a DBA in our group to get to the various groups of people who write a lot of queries and have them, sign up for time with this DBA specialist for SQL Server while she's there to answer generalized things as well as specific things for SQL Server. And part of it was, how to run the explain plans and the execution plans and things like that, and how to use the information and reading those information, tools that were available, and how you can use those and the information you get out of those to figure out where your problem in your query lies and that kind of thing. And so that has been something that didn't take up too much of my time in terms of getting it all ready, but we've actually gotten to the point where we were offering the class here on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so I met her early in the morning on Tuesday, got her up to our training room, got everybody signed in and things like that. And then I sat in and listened. She had kind of a slide deck of various things to talk about. That was the morning part of the session. And then the afternoon was actual query examples and going through those. We started out with kind of a broken situation and using the, plans to figure out where it was broken and how to fix it, and went through that kind of an exercise. And then we went on, and that was yesterday, and then we went on with a query that we actually use. It's kind of interesting because this particular query, compared with what we were doing before, is more efficient, but it ends up being a whole bunch of outer joins. And if you know anything about database querying, you're trying to try to avoid outer joins if at all possible. But the way that our existing relational database, transactional database runs, we just have to do them because we don't know exactly where we're going to get the information. We got the old way, and then we got the next older way, and then we got the new way. And but my brain does not hurt nearly as much as I thought it would.